Hey everyone, my name is Dave Nixon and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 652 and today I'm going to talk about my my top five books of 2020. So out of the books that I read in 2020, my top five favorites that I would highly recommend reading in 2021. And some of these, I think maybe one or two of these, I've definitely seen a lot of other people share. A couple of them though, I think I haven't seen shared in, I suppose, a popular culture sense in memory. So definitely in more niche groups, I have seen them, and I think they're really powerful books. And I'm not including my book in this. I think I talk about that enough. Maybe I haven't. I can talk about it more and talk about my next book more. More on that to come. But either way, the top five books, I'm going to go in no particular order. Maybe I'll read them in order that I read them. How about that? And that way, there's sort of no favoritism to it, but definitely one of the books that has definitely played a major role in my methodology and philosophy, both with life and training and everything associated with that, is Sexology and Spirituality by Ken Wilber. And Ken's he's a modern day philosopher that I think will be talked about a lot more once he has passed than he is now, over the coming decades and hundreds of years to come. However, he is an integral thinker. He's put together a lot of work from a lot of areas of life. The shorter version of this book, because it is a really big book, is A Brief History of Everything. And through his work, where he actually sat in a cabin in Colorado for 5 years, and I think he saw three people through that period, one of which was a doctor he would see yearly, his spouse, and then a friend or similar. And he went through every single ism. He locked himself in that cabin and went through and learnt as much as he could about as many areas of life that he could, and to see where it all linked together. And so what he did was to put it from an aspect of going, well, what he learned was every single thing that he read had an aspect of being right, but it was also partial. It would usually be coming from a perspective. And so he was the forethinker of integral theory and the quadrants. Now, there are plenty of integral thinkers what are known as second-tier thinkers that can also disagree with Ken. However, his contributions to that space are profound and extremely important. So, Sexology and Spirituality, Ken Wilber. He has written about 20-odd books. I also read another one of his books, which I don't include in this, but it's a spin-off from that. It would be Integral Psychology. That was extremely interesting, so among many others. So that's the first of his trilogy, and Sexology and Spirituality is up there. Recommended. The next is either Multiple Intelligences, or if you want to go a bit earlier, Frames of Mind, which is effectively two books on the same subject. One, they're just written 20-odd years apart, by Howard Gardner. And so once again, Multiple Intelligences is the theory of multiple intelligences that Howard Gardner, a developmental psychologist, put forward back in the 80s, has been integral in the approach that we take with looking at bodily kinesthetic intelligence and the development of that. It allowed me to have a framework to go, hang on a sec, so what I've been seeing on the floor and what I've been communicating about within introductory sessions and similar and seminars has a particular framework here that I can borrow and mold into my own experiences and be able to teach from there. And so his work, I know, is also taught in universities for teachers. And I think it's actually really quite profound and a really important perception that we can have that can unlock us from a static frame of thinking that this is just what we are and that's kind of it. And so the Multiple Intelligences is the book. It's the most recent one. He has another one called Frames of Mind, which was the original book on the theory of multiple intelligences. His name is Howard Gardner, and that was easily one of my top five reads of this year. Just gone. The other one is Flow by Mihai Csikszentmihalyi. He was actually one of Howard's work colleagues, and Mihai Csikszentmihalyi was really, really interesting as another depth and developmental psychologist looking at what it was that allows people to experience these really deep states of flow and that allows them to feel most fulfilled in life. And once again, this has been another book and another piece of work that has had a massive influence on my work and what it is that I communicate to people and to go from there. So flow, I think, if for any person that's working with clients that want to be able to lean into their potential, I think flow is an absolute must read. Mihai Csikszentmihalyi is the guy's name. I couldn't spell the surname, but his first name, it looks like Mihaly, M-I-H-A-L-Y. So Flow by Mihai Csikszentmihalyi is definitely an important read for any person that's wanting to understand how to experience flow more often. The fourth book is a book called Breath by James Nestor. And this one surprised me. So I've done a fair bit of work through breath and breathing and how it impacts the nervous system as well as everything similar to that. And this is a really emerging science. It's something that has been known in many different parts of the world for centuries. However, because the Western world hasn't grabbed it and put enough money in behind researching it, and that's the same with so many things, it often gets left behind because it doesn't have an empirical research that says this is absolute truth, which there's no such thing anyway. But that's one of the challenges of a lot of things that are worth learning and experiencing for yourself. And the book Breath by James Nestor, who's a journalist, not a doctor, or similar, he also has a great podcast with Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan did a great job interviewing him and hearing a lot more around the pros and cons of breathing and different types of breathing and how dangerous and damaging mouth breathing can be, yet also how useful it is depending on the task. And this is one of the things that once again has had an impact on the way that we look at training clients and looking at states upon states from a physical and physiology standpoint as well. So Breath by James Nestor has been a fantastic read. It comes highly recommended. The book, even though I haven't finished it yet, that I last recommend from the books that I read in 2020, I've only got about 35 pages to go, is The Body Keeps the Score by Bessel van der Kolk. And so this book is quite a profound read. It has been interesting seeing a lot of the research that Bessel has put in and his colleagues have put in to understanding trauma on a greater level and seeing how it represents itself throughout the body and through especially the brain and similar behaviors from that. And the amount of therapies that he talks through and he recommends and the stories that he tells from his clients that obviously are allowing him to do so, extremely profound and extremely noteworthy. And I think any person that's dealing with clients and athletes and people within a setting where they're gonna have to put themselves in a vulnerable state at any point in time, even if that's yoga, is going to benefit from reading this book. That book, once again, is called The Body Keeps the Score by Bessel van der Kolk. And so they're the five books that I would highly recommend for 2021 if you haven't read them already. They're books that had a big impact on me and a big impact on the way that I have developed the body of work that I've done over the 16 years. Now, it's interesting because if I read those books at different stages, they may have had an impact, but maybe not to the same degree. And so this is where really drinking from a fire hose when it comes to this type of information is crucial, because it allows us to really gauge and understand so much more about our own unfolding and the information that's available out there for everyone else's unfolding. And so that speaks to one of my favorite quotes, which you've heard me share many times before, that we're all just walking each other home. And in order to do that, in order to meet someone to as deep as possible, we have to first meet ourselves as deep as possible. So yeah, those are five books. Once again, Sex Ecology, Spirituality, Multiple Intelligences, Flow, Breath, and The Body Keeps the Score. If you haven't already, definitely get your hands on those. If you have read them, I'd love to hear what you think of them. But otherwise, that's me done. I'm out. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you would pass it on to someone else who you think would also find it beneficial. And if you haven't already, you can grab a copy of my book, Mining Yourself, anywhere online that sells books, or at alphathetaflow.com if you would like a book personally signed by me. If you're an athlete, a coach, or a high performer, and you're wanting how to find out how to find your flow, then check out alphathetaflow.com and get in touch, because I'd love to have a chat with you. But that's it from me. Big love, peace and pizza. I'll see you all soon.